The Trump administration has decided not to impose new tariffs, for now anyway, on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports. That's a relief for many industries, including one that's central to today's Independence Day celebrations. As NPR's Scott Horsley first reported last year, without boatloads of pyrotechnics from China, America's July 4th festivities might look and sound very different.
Americans will spend more than $900 million this year on bottle rockets, Roman candles, and other fireworks, much of it around the 4th of July. But Julie Heckman, who heads the American Pyrotechnics Association, says those of us who want to celebrate Independence Day with a bang are almost totally dependent on China.
99% of the backyard consumer fireworks come directly from China, and about 70% of the professional display fireworks are manufactured in China.
It wasn't always this way. A lot of fireworks used to be made in the Midwest by companies like American Fireworks. Roberto Sorgai's great-great-grandfather, Vincenzo, came from Italy and started the business back in 1902.
Came over through Ellis Island, which then they called the Fireworks Beltway. Like a lot of the other families that came over, brought a lot of the recipes that their families had used in Italy. So we had like two or three generations back in Italy as well.
For much of the last century, Italian transplants dominated the fireworks business, mostly producing pyrotechnics for their own displays.
We'd manufacture pretty much everything from scratch, from the stars to putting the shell casings together to the fuse itself and all the attachments in between.
But Sorgai says around the time of the bicentennial in 1976, demand for fireworks began to outstrip the U.S. supply. So companies like his began importing from Italy, Mexico, and especially China. Heckman says this was not a case of China stealing American know-how. After all, the Chinese invented fireworks in the Tang Dynasty more than 1,000 years ago.
Manufacturing fireworks is very labor-intensive. As the regulations got tighter and people really aren't interested in making things by hand, it made sense to rely more on China to handle that production.
Last year, imports of fireworks dwarfed exports by a ratio of more than 40 to 1. But so far, Heckman says that exploding trade deficit has not attracted the president's critical attention.
Thankfully, the fireworks industry has not been impacted by the tariffs. We are watching it very, very closely.
Fireworks dealers warn adding a tariff to Chinese imports would turn their sparkling business into a dud. And make no mistake, the domestic business of selling and displaying fireworks is booming. Sorgai says his company has been adding workers year by year. And without the chore of having to handcraft the rockets, they're able to stage hundreds more shows. And not just during this busy 4th of July season.
Becoming a more of a year-round thing, where it used to be a once or twice a year thing. So the industry on a whole has just really taken off to another level.
What's more, mass-produced Chinese fireworks are now safe enough to be sold legally in nearly every state. And consumer purchases have skyrocketed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.